You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting lives and draw you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you will be listening to the Word of God and some health talk.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823 Arua, Uganda or 247 Juba, Sudan.
For more and just listen to this beautiful music.
Fizeriba, Zeriba,
yes,
Zeriba Tabarufa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lela Kudus, Lela Sei. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ninaguna, Lera Puna. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lela Kudus, Lela Sei. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ninaguna, Lera Puna.
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to some health talks.
Dear listeners, I'm your brother Kandiang Felix Koboji, presenting to you health talks. Our topic for today is diseases caused by physical contamination. Diseases caused by physical contamination are diseases caused as a result of feces that contain organisms contaminating food, water, or hands. Very small amounts of feces can carry enough organisms to establish infection. Food plays a central role because it can be directly or indirectly contaminated via polluted water, dirty hands, contaminated soil, and flies, including animals and animal products. Contaminated food may smell or look and taste normal and yet harbor diseases. Water can be polluted directly by feces or fecal material, may be worse if from polluted soil from the river banks. Hands are contaminated after defecation or touching contaminated objects. The housefly is very likely to carry fecal material because of its habit of starting a meal on feces and finishing off on human food, thus transmitting diseases. There are many diseases which are transmissible through feces, which contaminates some of our water and food. Some of these diseases include the following: typhoid and paratyphoid. There's also dysentery, cholera, worms like Ascaris and enterobiosis, protozoa like amoebiasis and giardiasis. These diseases have caused deaths of thousands of people. For example, typhoid. The best thing that we can do is to prevent the outbreak of these diseases. And here are some prevention methods for diseases caused by physical contamination. You should ensure that stool or feces is well disposed into a pit latrine. And the pit of the latrine should be well covered after use. to prevent flies coming from the pit latrine to share food. You must also wash hands with soap after going to the toilet or latrine, and also before cooking or eating food and fruits. You must control flies by proper refuse and feces disposal. Flies can be controlled by ventilated and improved pit latrines. It can also be controlled by screening kitchens and food stores. You must store leftover food where flies cannot reach it. If all this is not possible, you can also spray with insecticides. Food should always be properly cooked. Fresh intact fruits should be washed and then peeled at the time of eating. Some of these fruits include mangoes, avocados. When these fruits are peeled, it prevents contaminated fruits from causing illness. Milk should be boiled or pasteurized. And also, you must ensure that eating utensils should be properly cleaned and dried after use. Public eating places should be inspected to ensure that processing, preparation and serving of food is done in a hygienic manner. Protect water sources by digging pit latrines away from water sources. And you must also avoid sharing water source directly with animals, because animals tend to contaminate the water we drink with their fecal matter. Purification and chlorination of public water supplies is very important. This can be done by the organizations working in that particular place or the government. Drinking water from rivers and unprotected wells should be boiled for at least 20 minutes after reaching boiling point. This helps to kill bacteria that might be in the water. Therefore, in case of any outbreak of the diarrhea disease, ensure that you work hard to prevent infections in your family, and also follow these prevention measures that I have discussed with you to prevent any outbreak of the diarrheal diseases in your community. Therefore, in case of infection, take the person to the nearest health center or hospital. You must ensure that you give the person enough oral rehydration salt. Thank you, listeners. We have come to the end of our program today, and I wish you good day.
Thank you, speaker.
Here is good news for you. We have a free Bible correspondence school that offers courses on basic health, steps to Christ, Bible discovery, the book of Daniel, and the Revelation, and a personal Bible study guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us, Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
It is right time to listen to the Word of God.
Dear listeners who are tuning now to this evening edition tonight, I welcome you once again. And today we have a great devotion tonight, which talking about we are never alone. I'm called Buffer Emmanuel Esbon. As usual, I do bring you devotion tonight. So I'm going to share a little story about World War II. During World War II, the Germans and the Japanese conducted experiment to find the best type of punishment which would extract information from their prisoners. Can you guess what worked the best? It was not forced labor. It wasn't torture. It was not even starvation. The most effective method was solitary confinement. After days of being alone in complete darkness, chained to a wall in silence, many men would tell almost everything as they were languishing there, thinking about their circumstance, their tongue loosened. Our wonderful God knows that we need fellowship. Without fellowship, we become easy victim to temptation, and we often abandon our values that we have held over many years. It is during the dark, lonely hours of our hours that we are the weakest. But God's omnipresence means that He is always with us. Have you ever felt alone? Of course you have. There have been 8 times in your life when you have been lonely, and God is always there. There is none more lonely than a rich old man who loves only himself. Come over here to Isaiah 63. Probably this is how many people have felt at various periods in their life. Isaiah 63 verse 3. It says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. That's a loneliness. A letter was written to Ann Landers. This letter says, Dear Ann Landers, please come home early. This was the most unreasonable request ever made by my wife of almost 40 years. She didn't make this request often. It came mostly on Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, but it seemed that I always had so many things to do that in spite of her gentle urging, I rarely came home early. It seemed that I was home a lot. We rarely did anything out of the ordinary. We enjoyed the kids and the grandchildren. We listened to music, read the paper, and had meals together. Sometimes we would just talk. Now, I know why she asked me so often to please come home early. She wasn't just lonely. She was lonely for me. When she passed away a short time ago, I learned firsthand what loneliness is all about. I learned a supportive family and many good friends. I'm lonesome. Lonesome for her. Now that she's gone, I have found the time to come home early, but there is nobody to do those simple little things with, such as watching the evening news, listening to music, and reading the paper, and nobody cares how many days went. You know, actually, somebody does care. We are never totally alone. We have a quality friend in our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. God cares. God is always there. He wants to be readily available. If we cry out to Him, He will be right by your side. With God here, you are never home alone. Loneliness is a growing problem in the world, especially in America. A study by the American Council of Life Insurance reported that the most lonely group in America are college students. Can you believe that? That's surprising to me. Next on the list are divorced people, welfare recipients, single mothers, rural students, housewives, and the elderly in rest homes or assisted care. How well I remember the day my loving parents dropped me out at my dorm room in Budge Hall when I was a new freshman at college. I was lonely, a stranger in Brenner Springs. There was a sad lump in my throat for days. There I was, surrounded by hundreds of young people, and never felt so alone in my entire life. Was I alone? No. During my time there, I developed a deep relationship with God. Some people are lonely because they build walls instead of bridges. They bring it upon themselves. Many Christians suffer from loneliness because they are sitting instead of serving. Loneliness is being unaware of the one who is with us all the time, everywhere. Jesus said, "Surely I am with you always." A 4-year-old girl got too close to a construction smart pot at her pants caught on fire. Her legs were terribly scared. In the third grade, she was asked if you could have one wish. What would it be? "Sarah, I want everyone to have legs like mine. We want others to be like us. We don't want to be alone." Let's look at several unique circumstances that may be many of your face. Those who must be alone at night. They hate it. Every creak in the house might be a snake coming in, or there is a burglar or something. Something is going to get me. When you are alone at night in the dark, far from the help of someone else, what will it do for you to do that the same God who sent the angels to spend the long night with Daniel in that den of hungry lions has already posted a guardian angel around your dwelling place? You need to realize the presence of God, and you will never be alone. If you could just sense His presence, or perhaps if you have got to drive home in the dark and you think, "My what if I have a flat tire? I surely hope I don't have one here." Friend, if you can sense the presence of the companionship of the heavenly angels with you, then you will not be afraid. One of my favorite texts in Psalm chapter 34, verse 7, "The angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear Him, and He delivers them." You never walk alone. You walk with Christ, the only Christian at work. And you feel alone. Let's suppose that you have to walk with the evil people. They swear and drink and smoke and joke and ridicule you. What will it do for you to know that God is with you? I had a whole summer of that in Fort Wayne. It was a terrible summer. They joke at you. They ridicule your God. You are the only Christian there. What will it do for you to know that God is with you there and God is observing your reaction when they despitefully use you? That sure will help me. God will give you strength to endure. God will give you the strength to withstand their insults and remarks. You are not alone. Maybe you are married to a non-Christian and you are alone. Several dear people in the congregation are married to someone who stays at home when you go to church. You have to sit there alone in the pew. You have nobody to be there with you. Maybe you have to bring your small children or come alone. It's hard. Maybe your children have left the church and your life companion will not attend with you. It's tough. Or you are the wife and your husband chooses not to be the spiritual leader of your home. So it's left to you to lead out in prayer. You are the only one who studies the Bible. Are you alone? God is the only sustain. If you can sense that He is the only one with you, you will be stronger. How our prayer life would change if we realize that we are actually in the very presence of God Himself. Pray as if Christ were standing right in front of you. Why? Because maybe you are widowed and have to live alone. A large percentage of those are women. Men are strong, but not for long. Many of our members face very unique situations that they never dreamed would happen to them. suddenly their husband or wife comes down with some disease and they are gone. They must assume total responsibility for their living. After the funeral, fewer and fewer people come over to visit. They are alone. Their family lives hours away. It is heartbreaking. They may feel like David when he said in Psalm chapter 102, verse 7, I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. He felt alone, didn't he? If your situation can't be changed, God will help you to find that loneliness is not some evil sent rob. Is not some evil sent rob to you of the joys of life. Alone time can increase your capacity for Him and sharpen your understanding. We call it solidity, the positive portion of loneliness. I have spoken with many who have to care for their life, companions who suffer with Alzheimer's diseases. You are not alone, and yet your loneliness is perhaps worse than all others. Can this tear us from God? Remember His promise in Romans 8, verse 35 to 39. Nothing can separate us from God's wonderful love. The love and the fear of being alone is called monophobia. The money runs out when there is no job, no adequate paycheck coming in. A person alone can begin to feel very much afraid. Will I have to get to the poor farm? Nobody cares. I can't buy a job. I can't buy my bills. Perhaps I will have to be evicted, and I have in the secret. If you are in the situation similar to this, let me urge you to realize that God is there with you. He who sent ravens to feed Elijah in 1 Kings 17 will not leave you alone to die from starvation. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah was discouraged and ran out as far as he could go. And nobody knew where he was, but God knew, and God cared for him. Elijah sat under a juniper tree and asked to die. He had run away. No one knew of his whereabouts, but God knew and sent angels with food. And God will not let you come to nothing if you are willing to follow His leading and you do your part, not being lazy. He will provide. As Moody used to say, you can travel to heaven first class or second. Second class is, what time am I afraid? I will trust. First class is, I will trust and not be afraid at all. God is with me the whole trip. There is not a place in any corner of the world that we can go, but God's presence is there with us. Praise God. We are never alone. If you have Christ in your heart, may the good Lord bless you with this wonderful word tonight. Hope we meet again next week, same time, at the same evening. Thanks.
Thank you for the word of God. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please write to us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
We have come to the end of our programs for tonight. You will listen to some more programs next Wednesday at the same time. May God bless you.